Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We've said the first hour. Corey Sandin, we're very excited, heading down to Lake El Salto with our group of Let's Talk Hookup listeners and friends. They're going fishing on that Cast Tours trip down to Salto. Going to be a great trip, and we'll look forward to hearing from Corey next week about how that great trip went. And then Pete, he'll be traveling back from a fun fishing family time over in Florida. So, but boy, do we have a great show for you today. Lots of fun talking with our favorite family from the American Angler. Brian Kiyohara and Lori Withies with us this morning. We're talking all kinds of fun, talking fishing, talking American Angler, and we want to talk to you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, 833-288-0973. One more time, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup. And man, not only are you going to get a chance to talk to these two, but also your shot at such a killer prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win a double trip bonus prize. It includes a full day trip going fishing on the San Diego from C4 Sport Fishing and half day fishing for two aboard the Daily Double from Point Loma Sport Fishing. And the pot just got sweetened up here for the second hour because Bill Varnay is going to also donate one of those great 2020 sport fishing calendars. So a brand new calendar, a couple of trips on the Daily Double, and a trip on the San Diego. Having lots of fun this morning. One more time, if you want to get your shot at winning that great prize or your chance to talk to Lori and Brian, 833-288-0973. And with that, it's time to find out what's going on with the Catch Sport today, which is sponsored by the Sato Line Winder Kit. It has everything you need but the plywood board and your drill. It's a super high-tech line winder, and it's comparable to line winders that go for up to $2,000 or more, all for under $300. It's your best value in a high-tech line winder. You can get it at tackle stores like the Longfin, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, and other selected tackle stores. Let's find out what's going on in the water. Our fished up Fishdope.com report, starting off with our buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Brian, and Lori. Man, you got the duty. You're holding it down all by yourself.
Oh, well, it's easy with guys like this in the studio,
Lori,
man.
Mark. Yeah, exactly. Hey, Brian. But, well, everybody, it's mid-January, mid-winter. Water's cool. Definitely chilly out there in the mornings. But for you hardcore killers, there's still a little bit of good action to be had there. Or Catalina, you know, no actual reports this week. We had some real tough conditions in the middle of the week there. But don't let that fool you. You know, our stock wintertime spots, backside west, above Ben Weston, off Salta Verde, all that structure down backside east. You know, those spots all typically hold some good grade yellows at this time of year. You know, maybe not every spot, maybe not every day, but, you know, that stuff's definitely around. But it's bottom oriented. It's dropper hoop setup time, squid jig combo, squid on the lead head like that. Those are all good ways to get your bait down there in the bite zone. Fish 30 or 40 pound guys, a lot of that deep water structure and winter fish, and they're big and they're tough. That lighter line, you just get destroyed instantly. There's also a sprinkle of sea bass around, kind of mid-sized fish, shallow structure, backside east and backside west are working a little bit for the guys who are putting in some time there along the coast. You know, it's good winter time bass fishing almost everywhere. You know, water's cool, but it's stable. And they've settled into that, and they're biting pretty good. And again, it's mostly deeper structure with plastic working okay. A squid with leadhead with a chunk of squid or strip of squid are working well. Fishing lower and slower is the key there. There's also been a little bit of that good grade yellowtail around, mostly down in that La Jolla zone. You know, surface iron fish on bird schools at this time of year especially is really fun stuff. And there's also just a handful, barely a handful of great big sea bass that's been mixed in down that zone also. So it's not summer, but it's not bad. And if you're out there fishing, you know, you got a good shot at this and that, or you can just stay in, stay warm, watch a little football this weekend. Either one's going to work just fine.
That certainly doesn't sound like a bad call at all. And some good weather ahead and some continued good fishing, Mark. We certainly appreciate that. And You know, winter time is a time, as just like you'd said, there hasn't been a lot of reports from Catalina, and when there's not a lot of reports from your buds, it's always nice to know that you can log on to fishdope.com and find out what's going down up and down the beach. You can save $20 off of a new fishdope.com membership pardon me, by using the code HOOKUPNOW. HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space, saves you $20 off of a new membership. And, Mark, if somebody wants to find you at Pacific Edge, get one of the best bait tanks in the business, how do we find you?
Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the Big Chevron Station. Phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
All right, buddy. Appreciate that very much. Look forward to it, Mark. And you have yourself an excellent day. And let's hope for some even better fishing going on next week.
Yep, for sure. Well, you know, and there's did want to mention there's been at least two swordfish caught so far this year. One of my buddies caught a really nice one here last weekend. So there's that stuff around also.
Still time to keep going, Mark. Appreciate a great report. We will talk to you next Saturday. Appreciate that. Hey, well, while we're waiting for our buddy Marcos to get rolling, that is going to wrap up our catch report. Today it's sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing, but now with Fish Pros The Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burger. It's all at their convenient Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Phones are packed up, just one line open. In fact, this is the first open phone line we've had since the beginning of the show, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Let's continue with our catch report and talk to our buddy Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing's on the line. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. Good morning.
Well, my similar report to last week. Like I said, a little bit of weather kind of interrupted us early in the week there. Excuse me, on Thursday, not early in the week. But beyond that, some good fishing. Those half-day boats going out there, getting a shot at some calico bass, a little bit of sand bass in there. New Seaforth fishing those three-quarter day trips into Mexico, catching lots of reds and rockfish. Just about limits or close to limits on all of those trips. So very good fishing. Like I said, but it's a little bit different schedule this year. So if you've been coming to Seaforth for a while, you definitely want to check the website there. We've got a slight schedule change. During the week, that Sea Watch is running those half days, except it's a 9 o'clock departure. Those three-quarter days on the new Seaforth leaving at 7:30. On the weekends, we're back to that normal 6 and 12:30 departures on the half day. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We have our full schedule up there for both those half days and those three-quarter days. You can make reservations online. You can just call at the office if you'd rather do it over phone. If you have any questions, 619-224-3383. Or our favorite, come down, visit us in person, browse the tackle shop, get some food at the restaurant there, petition for that Rockout Rick breakfast burrito, and then get out on the boat.
I know I had a couple of buds, Marcos, come fishing with me this week on those three-quarter day rockfish trips and raved about it. Said it was really good fishing and felt like they were way down the coast somewhere. They said the reds were really nice and big chuckleheads, and they just had a really, really good time and wanted to make sure that I mentioned to the boys what a great job the new Seaforth was doing on those trips.
Perfect. That's what we like to hear. And honestly, you know, when you got those loads of 20 to 30 on there, on the new Seaforth, that's nothing. You got the boat to yourself almost there. So it's great, great trips on there. We'll be running those January, February here, as long as there's demand for it, and as long as the weather holds out, definitely get out there.
Yeah, great call, Marcos. All right, well, we appreciate it very much. Thanks for a great report, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then.
All right, thanks, buddy. Okay, again, if you want to get through, let's talk about this morning, 833-288-0973. Let's jump back into the phones and talk to Valerie calling us from Colorado this morning. Hi, Valerie. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hello. Hi. I'm calling because last year I was hanging around the docks quite a bit, and in March, April, and May, and I got into those 1.5 to 3 day trips for bluefin. And I watched the angler come in, and I watched the angler go out, and all I could think is, I got to be on that boat. So I'm truly hoping that you open up some trips during that time this year. But the question I have has more to do with the summer trips, May through July. I usually go on 8 days all the way where you talked about earlier, but you've got a lot of 1.5 and 3 day trips listed. And I just was wondering if you will talk a little bit about what you're targeting on those trips. I genuinely do not know what you do in the summer on these 3 and 1 day trips. So give me a summary.
Yeah, pretty much whatever the ocean provides, Valerie. If the ocean provides bluefin tuna like how it has been the last 4 or 5 years, it's obviously we're going to be fishing bluefin tuna, and being offshore, we stop and look at kelp patties and stuff like that. But it's dependent upon the water conditions and the certain year. And that's where Lori comes in, because, you know, you can call Lori, and she grew up working on for her dad on the Vagabond and those boats. So not only does she know a lot about the office, she knows about fishing as well. So she can let you know, like, oh, okay, the guys are doing this right now. They're fishing yellowtail down the coast and calling it and bring this type of gear, that type of gear, yo-yo jig, that kind of thing. So it's dependent upon what type of conditions are provided to us this upcoming spring.
Lori, I'm looking at the schedule right now, and it looks like in June there's several of those, you know, shorter trips, day and a half, 3 days. There's a cool-looking 4th of July trip. And, man, like you were saying, Bri, if it's anything like the last couple of years, we were blessed to have really good offshore bluefin tuna fishing. And, I mean, it looks like several of those have, you know, spots here or there. One has a couple. One has four or five. Looks like there's some really good opportunity to get on some of those shorter trips in June and in the beginning of July.
You know, and some people will wait to see what's happening with the fishing. But a lot of those spots will book up when we go to the Long Beach show. And at the Long Beach show, that is a really fun place to look at, browse through the trips, and just go ahead and pick a day and a half trip. I mean, because it fits into your schedule, and then who knows what it's going to be. Is it going to be bluefin? Is it going to be yellowtail? Who cares? Just go. Have fun. So that's sort of the way we look at those day and a half trips.
We always try to tell people that. That's always been my thought. If you think you're going to go, it is so important to put your deposit down before Fred Hall, because that's like the vacuum where all of a sudden everything goes away. You know, it's such a fun deal to go to the show with your bud and get to talk to Brian and talk to Ray and talk to Lori and decide, okay, I want to go on this one. But there's a lot of other people that are doing that same thing, you know. So if you know you want to go on, you know, that 3-day June open, you know, leaves on the 23rd of June, comes back on the 26th. If you know that's the trip you want to go on, just put your spot in now, because a lot of those openings start to get vacuumed up during the show season.
Well, and for us on our boat, excuse me, we have 2- and 3-man rooms, and so a lot of the guys, when they book early, because they want to have a 2-man room.
Oh, I got
so
you. That's a good tip,
like
too.
Like a father
yeah.
and a son, so they want to make sure they have their own room.
There again is like why it's so cool to get to talk to Lori ahead of time is, you know, you've got to see every scenario play out on the boat 100 times. A father and son, I got a CPAP machine, I want this, I need that. And you've just, you know every scenario that's right. And I know that you do such a good job putting people together. And why you're such a valuable, you know, part of the team is, you know, you're like the puppet master. Like, okay, well, you're going to want to, you know, you two guys, you're going to want to be in this room. This is going to suit what you're looking for better, that kind of thing.
Well, and Valerie would need a single room, so she would, you'd want to think about doing it early just so you could have your own room.
That's a good call. Valerie, we sure appreciate the phone call. Thanks so much. How about we jump right back into the phones? This time we're going to talk to Skyler calling us from Pacific Beach. Good morning, Skyler. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning. Hey, I was just wondering, I know like fishing's kind of slow right now and I haven't been going out on the water too much, so I've been doing a lot of shore fishing. I was just wondering if you guys had some like good tips on the halibut off the shore.
In the ocean, I would think go when it's calm. Mm-hmm. Like when there's big surf, that bottom's rolled up. And Skyler, your best bet would be to stay in Mission Bay or San Diego Bay. And if it's flat, calm weather and there's not a whole lot of swell, then it would be time to take your all your techniques into the ocean.
I think that's certainly a great call. And shore, you know, shore fishing, beach and rocks and things like that. I like a small one of Corey's MC swim baits, you know, like a 4 to 5 inch MC swim bait. And halibut are not the easiest nut to crack on artificial. They can be a sucker for a well presented live bait, but that's not the easiest fish to catch from the shore on an artificial, but it's certainly doable. And I like a 4 to 5 inch MC swim bait in some sort of a really natural bait fish looking color. Corey does such a good job of making, you know, all the years that he spent working on bait boats, he's just got such a good eye for pouring colors that really look like an anchovy or a smelt or a sardine. And, you know, so I would do something like that. The other thing that you might think about if you're really wanting to catch a halibut is there's a fishery that developed over the last few years that those guys that are fishing in the surf itself really started to excel at catching halibut, and it's through the use of those hard jerk baits, like the Lucky Craft or Shimano Colt Sniper makes a jerk bait, something that's 4 to 6 inches long, and you fish it on freshwater bass type gear, you know, a low profile reel and a 7 or 8 foot rod, you know, an 8 to 15 pound line, and just make parallel casts down the surf, you know, from ankle deep water to maybe waist deep water, and fish those hard jerk baits on the surface, especially if you pick a nice day where it's wintertime like this, where the sun's out and the surf's not too big, especially when the water's real clean, that's when you'll see those guys make good scores on halibut in the surf zone. So hopefully those at least a few things will roll you into one, Skyler, and good luck. I hope you bump into one. Appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, if you want to get your through, been a busy morning, 833-288-0973. Let's jump back into the phones and talk to Gary calling us from Colorado Springs. Good morning, Gary. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning, Rick and Brian and Lori. Wonderful show this morning. I wanted to ask Brian and Lori to brag about your boat a little bit as far as the length and the breadth of the boat and the staterooms and showers and basically the long-range setup that you've got.
Well, she's the standard long-range boat, that 90 by 24. We have 13 double and triple occupancy staterooms downstairs. And it's on the boat, it's we push to the crew. It's like the things that we are in charge of, we have to stay on top of, whether it be food or just overall cleanliness of the bathrooms and stuff like that. So our crew has been fantastic as far as keeping up on the small details.
Mm-hmm.
And
But Gary's right. I mean, it's very comfortable, and there's a lot of people listening to the show that have never done a trip on a boat like the Angler, and you know, maybe they've been lucky enough to go overnight fishing on boats at home, and there's definitely a difference. You know, the bathrooms they're big and they're comfortable, and the showers like being at home. It's, you know, you're not in a super cramped space, and the boat, like you say, the level of cleanliness is another level, and the amount of room that you have for your personal space is much greater than some of the other things. I mean, lots of people who, you know, are used to going fishing on a little bit shorter trip, never seen, you know, or familiar with the boat like you guys have.
I have to say, I have to give praise to Maria, who is the housekeeper for the boat.
Okay.
She is fantastic. She comes down to that boat. She vacuums under the mattresses in the corners. We've been doing this a long time, and she's a treasure.
Oh, that's a good call.
I would just say it's a civilized way to go fishing.
Yeah.
You know, fish hard, hot shower at the end of the day, sitting down to a nice meal.
Totally.
Clamping.
I love it. That's my style for sure. But you're in an air-conditioned room, and you've got, it's just a level of comfort that you're, you know, that's really cool. And the boat's big and holds a lot of bait, and, you know, as far as braggadocious things, we talked about it already, the level that your fish comes off the boat at, and the level of professionalism that your crew has is high. There's a lot of really cool things going on in that operation, no doubt. Gary, you ready for a trip?
The Angler has such a great following, and you only hear wonderful stories about families that go out or buddies that go out and fish on a long-range trip and the level of service that they get. They also feel like it's just one big family.
That's a good call. Gary, we appreciate the phone call, buddy, very much. Thanks a lot, Gary. For that. Brian, I've got a question for you in that, you know, the schedule does a lot of different things. You do some short trips early, you guys do the real long trips, you do a mix of things in the spring and summer and fall. Do you have a favorite as an operator when you're going? Like, do you the most look forward to long range time, or do you the most look forward to, you know, challenging bluefin fishing, or what are the things that get you the most excited when you know you got a trip coming up?
I don't look forward to any particular trip. I like them all.
Yeah.
Because everyone's a challenge. I'm kind of ADD, where I'm not the most patient individual. And so when we owned the Pacific Queen, we had great albacore years, this and that. And it was kind of Groundhog Day, mm-hmm. to be honest with you. And so I worked for Frank and Steve on that Royal Polaris for over 10 years of my life. and then doing the one-day thing, which was great. It was very competitive. We all left with customers, and everyone was skunked, and we had bait, and we all had customers, and 35 of us would go out and compete.
Yeah.
But getting back to our diverse schedule, one day we're yellowtail fishing, the next day we're bluefin fishing, the next day we're on the beach fishing rockfish. It's just the overall experience. I enjoy it all. We run 8-day trips, and all of a sudden we have a day and a half trip,
yeah.
And it's like, oh boy, here it's on.
Yeah.
Come on, Gavin, Pacific Queen, let's do this.
I was going to say, that's what I know.
It's competitive.
That's what I know gets your gears going, and that's got to be fun because you're close with all those guys, and it's got to be fun to get to mix it up with the boys, and that's cool.
I love fishing against Taro and Booger, and I love fishing the Coronado Islands even.
Yeah.
It's great.
I remember you said something that like sticks with me, and I say it all the time in the shop, and it was regarding exactly that. It was when you were on the Pacific Queen and how much you enjoy working with everybody, and you said that you want everybody in the fleet to catch fish.
Oh, yeah.
As long as you catch one more, you know?
Yeah.
and that's it. Like, you know, I wish the absolute best on everybody in the biz. As long as my team's got just one more. I don't need much. I just
the most generous individual in the world, as long as we have them all.
Yeah. I love it. Hey, appreciate the phone call very much. We got a special guy on the line, good buddy of ours, Mike Lum, was a very busy man. Fred Hall's coming, all kinds of great stuff for Friends of Rollo. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. Just wanted to take a quick moment and thank Brian personally for his generous donation of the Rollo Reel that we were able to turn into a major fundraiser, and with the 100 generous people that bought into that, we're going to be able to add about 700 kids to next year's list of kids that are going to get to go fishing on the Rollo program, and we just simply wouldn't have done that if Brian wouldn't have been generous enough to and thoughtful enough to say, hey, I've got this reel, and you guys should do something with it. And I just want to tell him thank you for that.
You know, Mike, I appreciate that, number one, but I've already been thinking of you. When I was a kid, and, you know, back in our long rod, jig rod days, my dad had a surf rod in the Raptors, and it was one of these Harnell 742s. And I got it rewrapped from a surf rod, Taka's custom rods up there in Buena Park, made it into this 10-foot jig stick. And I weighed 150 pounds, and I hooked a yellowtail, and the thing whooped my behind. And so I gave it to a friend of mine over 30 years ago, and he came down recently, did a trip on the Shogun, and he brought me...
Oh, no way.
...this original Harnell rod with my name still on it, from 30 years ago.
That's awesome.
And I immediately thought that Mike is getting this.
That's
and
cool.
What you guys do with it, it's going to be up to you, but I've already thought of you guys, and it's going to happen. A 10-foot 742, that is way too much a rod for me to handle. Hopefully young kids like Rick will have interest in it and buy some raffle tickets.
That's fantastic, tickets. Brian. We will get creative and come up with something cool to do with that. And all the people, all the listeners that so generously jump on these opportunities to help raise money for the kids, it's just there's no way to thank them. I mean, this program would not be what it is today if it weren't for everybody pitching in and making this thing work. And it keeps growing every year. We get a little bigger, and We're shooting for next year. We're going to try to get 120 charters in next year, plus all the stuff we do on land. So it's a lot going on, but none of it would happen without people like you and all the listeners that support it.
That's awesome, Mike.
Please, Mike, you guys are the ones that deserve the credit. I mean, without you, it's myself, Rick, we'd be out of a job.
No doubt about it. Mike, I know we got Fred Hall coming right around the corner. What are some of the fun Friends of Rollo things we might have to look forward to come Fred Hall time?
You know, I think we're going to have a wonderful show season. The shows are jam-packed full. I've never seen them filled this quickly with this much quality stuff before.
That's great.
The Rollo booth is going to be no different. The prizes that have been donated that will be given away with that wheel will be fantastic. People are going to love that. And then, of course, we're going to continue to sell the raffle tickets right up until the last day of the Del Mar show, when we'll give away over $30,000 worth of prizes, and we'll announce the winner of Rollo's Reel at the same time. And remember, that also includes your choice of any long-range trip up to 10 days. So That's, I'm sure, a lot of people anxiously waiting.
No doubt.
Who's going to win that. But, yeah, the Rollo booth at both shows is going to be hopping popular with tons of stuff being given away and lots of money being raised for the kids.
Well, we can't wait, buddy. I know it's going to be a great time. I mean, that is all hands on deck in the tackle store. We're already packing boxes and moving things around. We can't wait. Going to be an awesome show, and it's right around the corner. We're really excited, Mike. Well, thanks for such kind words. Man, I'd say the same, Brian. I thought that was so cool, and what a unique thing to do and raise a bunch of money to take kids fishing. So thanks for that, buddy. That was awesome.
You know, I've been very nostalgic lately. But, you know, without Mike Lum, Harold Davis, Howard Coolidge, all these guys, it's Pete. You guys, it's incredible.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is, Brian. It's spokes on a wheel. You know, it's like they're all important, and when they come together, they work really well. And no one entity could make it happen. So it really works very well, and the kids all benefit.
Yeah. It's a great thing.
Well said, Mike. Well, we can't wait for Fred Hall. It's right around the corner. Appreciate the phone call, and we can't wait to see who's winning that big reel and that great trip. When is the show? What can we, you know, obviously tickets are the same. We got lots coming up, but, you know, for those of us that are excited, what are the dates for the big show? And then again, down, you know, all the events.
Opening day for Long Beach is March the 4th, Wednesday, runs through that Sunday, and then Del Mar opens on the 26th, so we got a couple weeks in between. But Long Beach is on the 4th. Tickets are available if you want to buy them at the Fred Hall website ahead of time, so you can avoid that line at the ticket window. That's always helpful. But be there early, because there's going to be big, giant crowds, as always. Everybody is excited about this year's shows.
We can't wait, Mike. Great job. We appreciate everything. Thanks for everything that you do, and we'll look forward to talking to you real soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, it's been a very busy morning, and when we come back, we got a big block of your phone calls, a great opportunity to get through. We have an open line right now. It's 833-288-0973. Your chance to talk some American Angler and winning those great prizes. Again, a full-day trip going fishing on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing, half-day fishing for two on board the Daily Double out of Point Loma Sport Fishing, and that great Bill Varnay 2020 Sport Fishing Calendar. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alagnak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. When all this talk about summertime bluefin fishing on the American Angler, how could you not think about the Trinidad reel? Probably the greatest star drag reel ever made. Fantastic casting. A reel that you can fly line a sardine and be in the driver's seat when you hook your 30-pound bluefin. And also at home on Brian's Harnell, because there's not a better surface iron casting reel ever made than that Trinidad 20A. From the EI treatment, low corrosive frame, to the HEG high efficiency gearing, it's a perfect reel, smooth, great casting, and it'll last forever. Check it out. It's the Shimano Trinidad, available at your local tackle store, or for more information, check out Shimano.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new gold label leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad Electronics, Fraser Gyro Binoculars, and Cruise with a Passion to Fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations. So let's go fishing.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, having a great time here, whether you listen on the app, the radio network. We're talking all kinds of fishing, talking fun, and we want to talk to you again. If you want to get through, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup. Let's jump right back into the phones and talk to Doug, who's calling us from Montebello this morning. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to the show.
Hi, I was wondering about the gaffs. How many gaffs will you lose in a year, and how many gaffs break in a year?
You know, quite a bit, Doug. You know, right now it's transitioned to putting our small gaffs away and using what we call our cow gaffs.
Okay.
Just the hooks are bigger. But quite a few, you know, it's all our gaffs on the American Anglers are Calcutta. And so no matter how you slice and dice it, they dry out and become brittle. So it's not uncommon for us to go several months without having a failure, then all of a sudden, you know, we hit a school and they're all big. Next thing you know, they're splintering and this and that. But always appreciate your questions, Doug, and just
Doug,
they're always good ones.
Doug has been calling to the show since I was answering the phones on Let's Talk Hookup, and I would think that Doug calls just about every Saturday and Sunday, and if he doesn't call, I always know he's listening. I don't think, Doug, that there is a single person that has got more Let's Talk Hookup time in there than yourself. Like I remember answering the phone and logging in Doug's phone calls, you know, many years in studios and all that kind of stuff ago. It's been a lot of fun.
How's this for nostalgia? We went to the same church when we were 5 years old.
As you and Doug.
Yes.
Okay.
We have known each other for 48 plus years.
That's pretty cool. Well, Doug, we sure appreciate your phone call and all the questions and lots of fun, and we sure appreciate you joining us on the show, buddy.
You know, Ricky, speaking of nostalgia, last Tuesday, you know, we're both on the SAC Board of Representatives. Mm-hmm. And so we meet quarterly, and Ken Frankie is obviously holds the meetings, and we talk about all these pressing things. And I was just looking on who surrounds us at these meetings. Don Hansen, Steve Crook, Louis Zim, Buzz Brizendine, all these guys, for you and I, Lori, Mark Wish, all the people in the tackle industry, these guys are going to battle for us behind the scenes. And a lot of these guys are retired, don't get paid,
right,
dedicate their time and their life just because they love the same things that we all do here, and it's sport fishing.
Yeah.
And the things, the 70 fathoms, the Mexico issues, just the things that they are constantly working at behind the scenes, which keeps the whole, like Mike Lim was talking, spokes on a wheel, it keeps it all rolling. And it's just, these guys are, like Mike and friends of all, these guys are the unsung hero of California, Southern California sport fishing. And
that's such a good call, because they not only are, you know, assisting in the things that are, you know, brought forward that might be a negative towards sport fishing, and also trying to gain things to make it better. And you're right. I mean, the majority of the people you mentioned are retired, and they work their butts off. And they you know what they deserve
crazy
to do? They deserve to hang out on the couch and watch football and go fishing. But instead, they're flying to meetings, and they're being highly involved.
Lobbying.
Expertise.
They're political, just it's just nuts.
Yeah.
How they're looking out for our well-being.
And listening to them at the meetings, they're so level-headed,
humble.
They have so much knowledge and humble.
That's
and
awesome.
Data that they bring to the table.
I bet. That's really cool. Well, you're right. I mean, a major hats off to them, to you guys and everybody. I mean, there's so much, you know, you're right. Like, we are in a we are in a state where it's not the easiest thing to pull off the things that mean so much to all of us. And,
absolutely.
But we sure are lucky that we've got guys that have our back out there that have been doing it. And you know, lots of them, like you say, for the Don Hansons and, you know, of the world, I mean, for so many years
incredible
have been going to bat
individuals.
For us. Yeah, the best.
Just incredible.
Yep, no
words
doubt about
can't
it.
Can't even describe.
Well said. Hey, appreciate the phone call, guys, very much. Let's jump right back into them. This time, let's talk to George. George calls from Oceanside this morning. What's up, George? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Rick.
What's up, George?
Hi, Rick and Brian. I just wanted to thank Brian for always making the boat super friendly.
Oh, George.
I feel like when I get on the boat, I have seven friends.
You're a big part of it.
Hi, George.
You know, I would say, George, you're a perfect person to speak with this. I know that you come on with Molly a lot, and, you know, a trip like that, you know, although I know the difference because you've done it a lot of times, but it can be intimidating for a gal to come on a boat like that. I mean, the boat is very comfortable for her, but let's face it, I mean, it's predominantly a bunch of dudes that are going fishing, and that can be an intimidating thought process before a gal steps on the boat. And you have fished with Molly a lot of days in the Angler, and what a perfect person to maybe speak towards that. Not to put you on the spot, but I know you go on the boat a lot, and Molly as well. And it's beyond comfort. It's you know, it's fishing with friends.
Yeah, Molly feels the same way. When we get on the boat, if we don't know anyone on the boat, we have seven friends already on there, and they could be a new deckhand and they're just as friendly by the time we get off. They're awesome.
That's cool.
He does such a good job of picking his crew and having them just like help us out. And it's like, I take the time to learn everybody's name and they take the time to learn everyone's name, and it's awesome. But yeah, it's a great boat, and they take care of the girls, especially.
Yeah, but then again, George, you know as well as I do, we're as only good as our regular customers that come out, because I challenge our regulars. I go, okay, Rick's new to this trip. All right, all you guys, accept Rick into the family. Let's do this. And it's like, George, you guys accept it and thrive. You guys excel at it.
And how cool for that, too, because a regular guy that goes fishing, that just, again, strengthens, you know, they're part of the team and part of the family. And, you know, George has been on enough trips, and he's seen, you know, a scenario that pops up while fishing, you know, hey, man, maybe it'd be a good call to switch to this particular piece of gear. And, you know, you get to flex all the cool things that you've learned over the years, and somebody that's brand new to it gets a tip from somebody that's, you know, like George has been on a bunch of different trips, and man, every piece, you know, turns the other.
It all works out. Like when fishing's slow, George could say, hey, man, now's a good time to grab a shower. Doesn't look like it's going to happen.
That's for sure. George, when's the next trip?
I have an 8-day coming up in the spring with Rocky.
Nice.
Right on, buddy. Awesome.
And then Molly and I are going on a 7-day with Ken.
Awesome. Well, we sure appreciate the phone call, man, very much, and wish you the best of success on the next one, George. Thanks a lot for the phone call.
Thanks, George.
Hi to Molly.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back into them. Phones are getting packed back up again. If you want to get your shot, 833-288-0973. Let's talk to Dave, who's calling us from Mission Valley this morning. Hi, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everyone. My question for Brian is regarding the brand of his engines. And along with that, I'm curious how many hours you currently have on them, as well as how many hours do you expect to get in addition?
You know, we have luggers. They're a Komatsu block, inline six-cylinder, 550 horsepower, continuous, I believe, at 1,900 RPMs. And they've been in there since before me and Sam first bought the boat, which is over 18 years ago.
Wow.
So they've been in there about 20 years. We rebuilt them at about 50,000 hours.
Wow.
And that was over 9 years ago. So we're coming up to the point where myself and Ray, we have to decide whether we're going to rebuild existing or, you know, repower brand new. And it's both of us have been so happy with the performance,
right.
And just it would be tough for us not to totally rebuild those things again.
It's hard to argue the not broke, don't fix it rule. You know, that's a very important one.
You know, the Red Rooster has three of them, and, you know, they put a lot more hours than we do, and they're still running. Tommy has them on the Supreme. They've been a fantastic engine.
That's awesome. I'm, like, fascinated with the machinery side of those things. Like, that's such a crazy thing to think about, the amount of hours they get racked up, especially on a boat like the Angler. You guys fish all the time, and they just never get shut off. And it's such a testament to, you know, you're talking about, oh, we put 50,000 hours on something. It's unbelievable.
It's nuts.
It's really cool.
It's nuts. How many millions of gallons have run through those things?
Yeah, that's really cool. What is the maintenance like for you guys, you know, during the trip? And I know that you have a big maintenance period, but what's the short-term maintenance like in between trips and things like that?
Oh, you know, staying up on oil changes and stuff like that. And, you know, all the kids, they do an excellent job of going over all the fine details on the engine. So, you know, with that being said, they're 20 years old. We have this line that chafes and something cracks. There's a leak here. There's a leak there. And I'll tell you, for the unsung sport heroes of sport fishing, Dee Finley has been our unsung hero.
That's cool.
As far as keeping our boat running, yeah. and doing a fantastic job. He's our mechanic.
That's awesome. Hey, great call, Dave. Great one to bring up, man. That was a lot of fun. Appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, let's talk to a guy celebrating a very fun day today, and that's our buddy Captain Art Taylor on the Searcher. Good morning, Art.
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Brian and Lori.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, we're doing well. Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. You know, it's 50 years celebrating the anniversary of the launch of the Cape Polaris and the Searcher, and we're having an event today, and we're kicking off the 50th year of this boat being in service. It's pretty remarkable, actually, when you think about it, how many miles and how many people have been on the deck of this thing over 50 years. So it's a pretty cool day, great weather down here, and it's going to be an exciting event.
Congratulations, Art.
You know, but Art, you have to take a lot of credit for it. I mean, there's a lot of boats that are around that dock that are not very well maintained, whereas you're above and beyond, yeah. And that Searcher's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's
like the day it came off the line.
It's, you know, it shows.
Yeah, no doubt. What
I appreciate that.
What an exciting day, Art, and what a cool day you guys made and the celebration for it. I know there's going to be seminars from your crew, and, you know, you're going to be cooking great hors d'oeuvres, and just a fun day to come down, like an open house in celebration of it. And I just thought, you know, and like you say, boy, that you were blessed with the perfect day. I'm really, really excited, and we're proud to have, you know, such a great boat down at the landing there, Art. And what a fun day this is. 50 years of service, and like you say, the boat's in better shape now, fishing wise, than it ever has been.
Well, thanks, Rick, and thanks to Doug and you for supporting us with a little discount in the tackle store there. We appreciate the support, and I just want to send kudos to Brian and Lori. Their operation is fantastic, and, you know, we do trips up to 8 days long, but if anybody calls and wants to go on a 10-day trip, we always send them Brian and Lori's way, so we'll continue to do that. We're great friends and good colleagues, and we got a special relationship, and we're blessed to have friends like Brian and Lori.
Thanks, Art. Cool. Goes
you,
both
Art.
Ways.
Absolutely. Love you.
Art, have a great day on the boat. So it's today from 9 to 2. I know your event's totally sold out, but a very fun day, and we've got the whole crew standing by at the tackle store. We can't wait for you. Great job, and let us know how the day goes, and enjoy it. You guys certainly earned it.
All right. Thanks.
All right,
have a great day.
Appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks a lot for that. Hey, let's jump back into the phones. Everybody wants to talk to Lori and Brian. How about we talk to John? John's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, hey, good morning, everybody. Excuse me. So this question isn't really for me. It's for my buddies at work that are here for the East Coast and getting their feet wet, so to speak. And I'm a fairly seasoned angler. I've been with the fleet since the early 80s, but Brian, I remember years back you were on the show and you were mentioning about how you guys emphasize on making it an atmosphere that's welcoming to newer people, and you kind of take out the testosterone level, and it's more about having a good time and being comfortable, all that, you know. And so I was wondering if you might just touch on what your operation has to offer for people that are getting new into the sport. And I'll be playing this, I'll be recording this, replaying this for my buddy later at work. So.
You know, it a lot of it has come from my experience going half-day fishing as a kid. You know, my mom would drop me off down at the dock, and me and a couple friends, we'd have our one or two fishing outfits, and we'd get on the half-day boat to go barracuda fishing. And, boy, the deckhands are all talking to the regulars, and the regulars are up in the wheelhouse with the captain. And, you know, it was a very, very intimidating scene. And, you know, eventually we'd work our way into it and, you know, catch our share of fish. But I'll never forget that feeling of walking on the boat and being fully intimidated. And so with that being said, we like to take that emotion right off the plate. And, you know, I throw that out there to our crew members, and Lori does a great job as our buffer up there in the office. But I tell our crew members, and they all remember the first time they went half-day fishing. The whole intimidation factor. So that's why we make an effort to be extremely friendly, non-intimidating, introducing ourselves, putting everybody at ease right from the get-go, because we're here on vacation.
I love that.
The last thing we need to do is to be intimidated on a vacation. So that's kind of our gig.
That's awesome. Well said, man. That's great. That answer your question for you there, John?
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Awesome, buddy. Appreciate the phone call very much. How about next up, we talk to another John. John's calling us from Los Alamitos this morning. Hey, John, welcome to the show.
Morning, men and women. My question is, I know they talked about albacore coming. Is that because of the bait as anchovies are coming back? Or how is that? But my question is, are we going to see more barracuda? Because I like fishing my 540, again, my 10-footer, for barracuda.
My wife wishes to see those barracuda back again, because that's her favorite fish to catch. It's cyclical. I wish I knew the answer to that, John. All I hope is they come back soon. We went through a cycle where there wasn't very much bonita around for 10 years.
Right.
And this year, it's everywhere. We go up and down the coast, the Coronados. There's a lot of bonita around. So hopefully the same thing comes back with the albacore and the barracuda as well.
I mean, people talk about that albacore. It's not like that fish isn't in healthy abundance. You know, I mean, you see the guys that are, you know, to the north of us that, you know, that rely on that fish, that catch that fish up there. I mean, the stocks are plenty healthy and the fish is there. For whatever reason, the cycle that we're in, it's just not, it's not in our water. It's not in front of our house right now like it sometimes is, you know, or has been 10 years ago or things like that.
Resident yellowfin tuna and bluefin tuna, what a bummer.
Oh, trust me.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Yeah. I will be excited when albacore comes back. It's so much fun. It's great for biz. But, oh, man, I like what we are doing so much now. I mean, yeah, I'll take great yellowfin. How about the fishing that we had a month ago, you know, in November, when there was, you know, 25 to 50 pound yellowfin tuna right out front. There was, you know, 50 to 200 pound bluefin with it. There was swordfish right out front. I mean, the fishing that we have been so lucky to have lately has just been, it's the cliche thing to say, but I mean, it's the truth. You know, people always say, like, oh man, the good old days. Like, it is, at least in the short time that I've been around here, it has sure never been better.
With satellite information, Mark wishes, but, you know, fish,
totally.
Fish dope, gyroscopic binoculars, the good times are now.
I, you know, love, it's one of my favorite things. The last few years got so into going on those really long trips, you know, big yellowfin tuna fishing and going down to the Hurricane Bank. And, like, that was my most, like, passion thing. The thing that I like more than anything else is big tuna fishing. And of all the days that I got lucky enough to spend in all those big fish spots, never did I think that the biggest tuna of our, my boat partner's the same, you know, he and I are partners in the boat, we go on our long range trips together, all the hours we spent at the rail at Clarion in the Hurricane Bank, never did we think that the biggest tuna that both of us would ever catch would be on our 25 foot center console, leaving San Diego in the morning and coming back to San Diego that same night. You know, never would you ever think that that was the biggest tuna that both of us had ever caught would be that way.
There you go.
It's cool.
Fishing.
It's
never
so
say,
cool.
Never say never.
Yeah, you got it. Hey, appreciate the phone call, John, very much. Not a lot of time. Let's try and sneak one more in there. Rich from Bradley. Rich, you got a quick question for us?
Yeah, San Diego's got a pilgrimage for me, so when I hop off the boat, I'm wondering if I can have my fish all ready to rock and roll and be ready to travel.
You know, how we do that is the three processors offer same-day service. And depending upon the time of the year, it's quite often within a couple of hours after a breakfast session in San Diego, you're at the processor loading your ice chest up and on the road.
I have to interrupt there because it's a really good idea now to make a reservation with whichever processor you use, because it makes a difference. If you make your reservation 6 months in advance, you're going to be the first one to get your fish cut.
Rich, you know that you've got a long road trip in front of you. If you're exactly as Laurie said, if you're the first man up, and especially if they know that, they're going to have that fish ready to go, iced up. Honestly, oftentimes before you're ready for it, that fish is cut and ready to go. They do such a good job, but reservation's key. That's a great call, Laurie. Rich, appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself. All those great prizes, trips on the San Diego, trips on the Daily Double, and that 2020 Sport Fishing Calendar. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com. Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617, or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, the big winner going fishing on the San Diego on the Daily Double, and that great calendar is going to George in Oceanside. George, congratulations. We sure appreciate that. Lori, it always blows me away how fast 2 hours can go by on the show. You know, 2 hours at work seems to take half a day, and 2 hours having fun talking about fishing, especially with you two guys, just seems to go by so quick. But can't thank you enough for coming down, Bri, you as well. So much fun stuff to talk about, and if somebody wants to get in on all the fun, you know, everybody talked about loving going on the angler. If somebody wants to participate and do that and come fishing with you, how do we find that, Lori? How do we book a trip? How do we get everything started to get to go fishing and get in on the fun?
Rick, first of all, thank you. This has been really fun. But just give the office a call at 619-223-5414. Go online to AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Check out the Facebook, the Instagram. Thank you so much.
Your webpage is awesome. You guys update all the time from the boat. You can see photos of what's going on. Find out what Ray's catching right now. There's always lots of fun, and it's a great website, a great follow, and you guys do such a good job, and we're proud to get to send people your way. We love it. And, Brian, thanks for taking the time. You guys were awesome. We really appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Rick.
We appreciate
you. You got it. We'll look forward to seeing you at the Fred Hall Show, which is right around the corner. You guys always do such a great job. Whole crew comes up. It's always a lot of fun, and we'll look forward to that. And we'll look forward to you coming back tomorrow. Another great show. Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks is going to be in here. Pete's coming back from the studio. We're going to be having a great time. We will talk to you tomorrow morning from 7 to 9 a.m. right here on Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.